I'm John Dankosky from Next and the New England News Collaborative. This week, an international climate change conference in Poland showed exactly how challenging a global problem we face. It kicked off only a few days after the release of the fourth National Climate Assessment, a document that shows just how big the impact of climate change is and will be in this country. And this assessment found something pretty interesting about the Northeast. Our region is the fastest warming in all of the contiguous United States. So what's going on? We called Mary Stampone to find out. She's New Hampshire State climatologist, an associate professor at the University of New Hampshire, and co-author of the Northeast section in the fourth National Climate Assessment. Mary, welcome to Next.
Thanks for having me.
In the Northeast chapter of this climate assessment, the report notes that by 2035, the Northeast is projected to be more than 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit warmer on average than during the pre-industrial era. Let's start by getting a baseline of understanding here. What exactly does that mean, 3.6 degrees higher than the pre-industrial era? What does that mean?
It's not necessarily that we're going every day in, 2030, we're going to be 3.6 degrees of Fahrenheit warmer than we were 150 years ago. That's a baseline average. And what that is giving us is an idea of how much energy is put into the atmosphere. And with that, we're going to see changes in our seasonality. Winter season is warming at a faster rate than other seasons, changes in the transition between seasons, and also more water in the air that can lead to an increase in precipitation.
So this amount of warming is seen as the largest increase in the contiguous United States and would occur, according to your report, as much as two decades before the global average temperatures reach a similar milestone. So why is our region, specifically the Northeast of the United States, warming so much faster than everywhere else?
This is part of a larger trend of the higher latitudes within the northern hemisphere, where we see much faster rates of warming associated with the pole on into the higher mid-latitudes than we do see at the tropical regions. And a lot of this is driven by the faster warming during the cold season.
The faster warming during the cold season. Explain that a bit more.
So in the cold season, much of these latitudes, so New England on up, were covered with snow, and oceans are covered in ice up at the poles. And so what this bright white surface does is reflect a lot of sunlight, which reduces how warm it can get here at the surface. And so as the global pattern of warming results in less snow and ice cover or thinner snow and ice cover, more of the sunlight can be kind of taken in by the surface and used to heat, which then results in greater loss of snow and ice.
So talk about some of the risks that that presents specifically for our region. And we talk a lot about these in the show, about fishing, about agriculture, about just our rivers and streams and coastlines. But in the way that you look at this, what are the biggest risks for the Northeast after looking at this climate assessment?
There are going to be a lot of changes in our ecosystems as a result of this. So you mentioned agriculture, that's one type of ecosystem, but our natural ecosystem. So the warming of the winters as well as earlier springs are a great concern because of how our forests depend on snow cover. The pests, invasive species can be kept at bay in response to either snow cover or really cold temperatures during winter. So as that gets milder and the springs come earlier, so you have an extension of the growing season, which a lot of people see as a good thing, and it is in some ways, but it allows for the earlier and longer emergence of various pests that can impact our forests as well as human health. If you think about vector-borne diseases carried by ticks and mosquitoes, that season will be longer and will be have a greater exposure.
What about the possibility of longer and more severe storm events affecting our coastlines and even inland areas? Places like Vermont and New Hampshire, not so many years ago, were inundated by rains that caused massive flooding. So these stronger storm events don't just impact our coastlines, they're impacting everywhere in our region.
Yes, and the bigger issue with storms is that as the atmosphere can hold more water, we can expect heavier precipitation to come from these storms, so more intense precipitation. So in addition to storms being stronger, and so if you're talking coastal storms, you're going to have higher storm surges, stronger winds. We're also going to produce more rain, which leads to greater inland flooding during the events.
This work that you're doing has become so politically fraught. Science is something that you'd think that all of America would take a look at and say, my goodness, these smart people have come up with an assessment that suggests that we change our ways pretty quickly. But indeed, in a whole lot of places, people want to talk about climate change as more of a political issue and less of a scientific issue.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that that's happened because the science is not political. It doesn't care what your political affiliation is, you know, or what your views or beliefs are. Climate change is happening. And so it's really unfortunate that some people view it that way. But I think we're seeing a bit of change in that, particularly with younger generations.
What sort of feedback have you personally gotten about this assessment coming out?
Most of the comments I've received are that this is scary. But other than that, I haven't heard from anyone that has, you know, dismissed these findings. The majority of people I talk to are really seeing the need to be concerned about this.
It is scary. And I'm wondering, you still sound very, very positive and very hopeful because it's pretty scary stuff.
I have to be, yes. And put all of this together. It's a pretty sobering report, but we have to do something about it and we have to keep working toward it. And we can't give up because there is still time.
Mary Stampone is a New Hampshire state climatologist. She's co-author of the Northeast section of the 4th National Climate Assessment, a scary document, but a very interesting one. Mary, thank you so much for sharing your expertise with us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Listen to Next on NPR One or wherever you get your podcasts.